In the late 1980s, a piece of music became famous worldwide, an Ave Maria by Caccini. It was sung by stars such as Andrea Bocelli and Charlotte Church, while Julian Lloyd Webber arranged it for cello. It was also used in films. But it's clear when listening to it that it can't be by the Renaissance composer Caccini. The harmonies and the melody are just far too romantic. So what is the story behind this Ave Maria? The piece first came to light when it was published and recorded by Vladimir Vavilov. Vavilov was a Russian guitarist, lutenist and composer who played an important role in the early music revival in the Soviet Union. He was a music editor for a state music publishing house in Leningrad. He also composed, and it was his habit to ascribe his compositions to other composers, usually from the Renaissance and the Baroque. Even though he had a great deal of knowledge about early music, he did not take much care in trying to copy the musical styles of these former eras. In 1970, he recorded an album called Lute Music of the 16th and 17th Centuries on the Russian Melodia label. Almost all of the songs on the album were composed by Vavilov and ascribed to composers from the Baroque era or simply left as anonymous. After Vavilov's death, his daughter explained why he did this. Apparently he was convinced that the works of an unknown Russian composer would never be published, and he wanted his works to reach a wide audience, hence the deception. It was only much later, after Vavilov's death, that it was attributed to Caccini on recordings. Who it was who first attributed it to Caccini is not known. Now the work is published as Ave Maria, Vavilov, erroneously attributed to Caccini. And here is a version sung by the French soprano Béatrice Gobin. That was the Caccini Vavilov Ave Maria, sung by the soprano Béatrice Gobin. To hear this bonbon again, please go to the FMR website, click on Podcasts, Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.